Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva in Yechavedat Chelek Gimel Simen Ayin Aleph about the mitzvah of Mipnei Seva Takun Vahadarta Pnei Zakein, the obligation to stand up for a Talmid Chacham or an elderly person, and the question of if you're on a bus and an elderly person gets on, do you simply have to stand up for them as a show of respect, or if there are no other seats available, do you also have to give them your seat? Rav Avadia's considerations are as follows. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeh Sim Reish Mem Dalet Seif Bet rules on the basis of the Gemara in Masechet Shvuot that the chiyuv to stand up for an elderly person isn't just an act of kima, but the one needs to remain standing until that person is no longer in your line of vision. Thus, in our scenario, if the zakein doesn't have anywhere to sit and has to remain standing, then anyone who stood up as a sign of respect also has to remain standing. So whilst there might not be an actual chiyuv to give them your seat, the seat becomes pretty useless for you if you're not allowed to sit on it. Number two, the same halacha in Shulchan Aruch rules, based on the Gemara in the first parak of Masechet Kiddushin, that the chiyuv of standing up for a zakein only applies when they're within four amos of you, because it needs to be what it calls kimashish bahizur, standing up in a way that it's clear that you're showing them respect. And if you're more than four amot away from the person, then it's not obvious that you're standing up for them. So if you're seated at the back of the bus and a zakein gets on at the front, then you don't have a chiyuv neither to stand up for them nor to relinquish your seat for them. However, Rav Avadia does add that even though there's no chiyuv to give them your seat, it's still proper to go lifnim mishurat hadin, beyond the letter of the law, and to offer them the seat. And I would add that perhaps in that case, even though there isn't necessarily a mitzvah of Vahadarat HaPnei Zakein, there could still be a mitzvah of Gemiluk Chasadim. And Rav Avadia himself supports such a contention, because he writes that it's also correct to give up your seat for a pregnant woman, not because of the mitzvah of Vahadarta, she's obviously not an old person, but as a more general function of the mitzvah of Gemiluk Chasadim. Number three, he asks, what if you yourself are elderly or weak or pregnant, and you need to say it yourself? So he says, in that case, onis rachmana patre, then you're exempt from the mitzvah. Notably, he makes the observation that even if there isn't an absolute chiyuv to give up your seat, then certainly a ben Torah or frum person should go the extra mile to do so if possible. And he quotes the Gemara at the end of Masechet Yoma that darshans the pasuk va'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, as meaning that you should cause Hashem to be loved and admired by acting and behaving in such a way that people look at you and say, Ploni zeh shel amad Torah, etc. Look at this frum person and how admirable their behavior is. And an interesting follow-on question, perhaps for another time, would be what if several people get onto the bus together? An elderly person, a Talmid Chacham, a pregnant woman, and someone on crutches. Who would get priority for receiving the vacant seat? So whilst hopefully four people would get up so that they can all sit down, there's still the question, who do I want my seat to go to? And as I said, perhaps for another time. Adkan.